Robert McKenzie.
Great Lake boat, quit the pier, it's fun to be. 28,000 tons of coal on a cold November day. 800 feet, a 10 more long, 80 feet across. Steel mills left Detroit, our destination through the frost. At 2 a.m. out of second, waves are running up to 40 feet. Winds were blowing to 60 miles, our engines cranking deep. At 3:13 we took a wave, the wheelhouse left behind. Radar slipped beneath the waves, we were running blind.
Hear me call across the waves, if I don't come home tonight, I will make it home someday.
Shelter from the storm, turned us south of Betfrees Bay by way of Keweenaw Point. The winds were pushing at such a rate, we ended up drifting north. A wave broke over a knife of rock, 6 fathom shoal. The Mackenzie, she was cut in half, stern she rammed the bow. Men were caught in metal jaws, burned out of hell. Stern kept running, all the lights ablaze. Not one man would be found. The captain's last transmission read, 32 men down.
32 men down.
Hear me call across the waves, if I don't come home tonight, I will make it home someday. Steel boats, iron men, 32 down on the Robert McKenzie. Yes, I call across the waves. If I don't come home tonight, I will make it home someday.
What's your story? You work in a circus?
No, ma'am. Royal Canadian Mounted Police. I first came to Chicago on the trail of the killers of my father, and for reasons that don't need exploring at this juncture, I've remained attached as liaison with the Canadian consulate.
Don't take anything.
Understood.